Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Kyle Scheidler, filling in for Frank Gaffney, who is off today. Joining me now is Fred Flights. He's the Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs at the Center for Security Policy, a former CIA analyst, former Chief of Staff for Ambassador John Bolton at the U.S. State Department, and a former member of the Intelligence Committee as well, which is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today, Fred, to talk about all of this crazy memo stuff that's really flying back and forth here in Washington. So, Fred Flights, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Kyle, good to be here.
So catch us up to speed a little bit on the most recent revelations. I know we've got some additional text messages between the FBI and DOJ lawyers that were involved in both the Clinton case and the Trump surveillance case, as well as some movement with the Intelligence Committee and the Democratic Minority Memo. So catch us up to speed on where the investigation stands right now.
Well, we know there's a second memo written by the House Intelligence Committee Democrats, which is a rebuttal to the memo written by the House Intelligence Committee Republicans. Adam Schiff is the author of it. Now, I understand from a source on the committee that this memo has a lot of classification problems. There is material put in there that would be difficult to declassify. And there's a number of commentators saying that these are traps that the Democrats laid. So when Trump does not declassify the information, they can accuse him of politicizing things, which I think is really an incredibly irresponsible way to handle national security. And I understand the Democratic memo is full of attacks on Congressman Schiff and Gowdy. It really represents, I think, a new low for intelligence oversight. The big development that I see for this week is that apparently the Steele dossier, that's this salacious, unverified dossier that was used as the main basis to get a warrant to spy on Carter Page, an aide in the Trump campaign from the FISA court. We found out this week, apparently, that Sidney Blumenthal, who's very close to Hillary Clinton, fed information to get it into the Steele dossier. This guy is one of the biggest political hacks in Washington. And, I mean, this case gets more and more bizarre, more and more instances of just gross efforts to manipulate and undermine our democratic system. The fact that this fake dossier was being pumped up with garbage being fed to it by one of Hillary Clinton's henchmen. I mean, Kyle, it just can't get any more bizarre.
Well, that's right, Fred. And, you know, it was certainly possible for the DOJ to represent to the FISA court that Christopher Steele had been a strong, reliable source in the past. But I don't think there's any way that they could reasonably represent Sidney Blumenthal as a reliable source here. So you almost have Christopher Steele acting as sort of a cutout for yet more Clintonistas.
It seems that way. And let's keep in mind, you know, the standard for a U.S. intelligence agency to spy on an American is very high. And you have to get a warrant from a special secret court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. But I think the standard to conduct surveillance against a member of a presidential campaign of another party must be exceedingly high. And that's why when a FISA warrant application was made in the fall of 2016 to spy on one of Trump's campaign aides, the court should have been told that the principal information was being paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Never mind what you just said, that some of the principal information was fed to the principal source by one of Clinton's lieutenants. And also, I think really one of the biggest scandals here is how the media just doesn't care. As serious as this is, because of their intense hatred of Donald Trump, they're just not going to report on this accurately. I mean, this isn't even a close call in terms of calling it a huge scandal and a risk to our democracy. But the mainstream media, they're just not going to tell the American people that.
Well, you know, I think that's an excellent point, Fred Flights. Many reporters in Washington are always waiting for that Watergate moment, that real story of political wrongdoing and scandal. And here they have one open and available, and there's just simply no desire to cover it at all.
Yeah, we can fault President Trump for maybe making some indiscreet and undisciplined comments. That's fair. The media wants to go after him on that basis. That's fair. And we can say, you know, maybe the Russians were engaged in some type of activities that may have affected the U.S. election. My view is the Russians are always trying to mess with our democracy, and they didn't target either the Republican or the Democratic presidential campaigns. But this interference in the election by the Democratic Party and Hillary campaign and manipulation by the Obama administration, the evidence for this is overwhelming. And the media just isn't going to report it accurately. Every single day, there's more revelations. The idea that Sidney Blumenthal could be involved, I was watching MSNBC this morning. They didn't mention this. And I mean, it's painful to watch MSNBC. I'm a Fox guy, as you know, Kyle. But I'm just thinking, like, what are these people thinking? What do they want to report? Well, what they do, it's 24/7, let's get Trump. And they don't realize the damage that's been done to our democracy by the Democrats, by the Democratic National Committee, and by the Obama administration.
I think that's very true, Fred. One of the positives, at least so far, is it looks like both the House and the Senate committees do not intend to let this go. We saw the Grassley memo come out regarding the referral of Christopher Steele for, you know, his role in all of this, the investigative referral. They don't seem to like they want to let this go. You know, it's obviously a tragedy what happened and the risk to our democracy. But is there an opportunity here to conduct some serious reforms to how we conduct intelligence in this country that are long overdue?
Well, first, let me say how proud I am of Congressman Nunez and other leading Republicans. They know the bias in the media. They know the bias among Democrats in Congress who are not going to call this straight. And they've just said, you know, we've had enough. We're going to release this information to the American people, even though we have to release memos only authored by Democratic staff and no Democratic input. And I was told by someone on the House Intelligence Committee, we can't share any classified with the Democrats because they'll leak it if it will hurt Trump. So that's one thing. But I think the point you raise about intelligence reform is something we need to be thinking about. The process to get a warrant to spy on an American citizen obviously has serious flaws. If it's possible for this Carter Page warrant and the renewals to get through based on all this faulty information. Now, I've always been a defender of the FISA process. I don't agree that we should be shutting down these systems that allow the NSA to surveil American citizens who may have been in contact with terrorist suspects. But I got to tell you, I'm reconsidering my position on this. I think we have to look at this process because obviously there are serious flaws that were exploited by the Democrats.
I think that's a good point. Although, I mean, it's worth mentioning that it seems like Admiral Mike Rogers at the NSA was one of the heroes in all of this, ordering that audit of NSA's passing to FBI contractors, materials on Americans. So he seems to have done the right thing here. But it's without a doubt a number of checks and balances in this whole situation have failed.
And what happened to Rogers? After he did that, Obama officials tried to have him removed.
Oh, he was castigated.
Yeah.
And so that raises a question, too, which is, you know, if the people that we rely on to call foul when things go wrong are either, you know, in on the scheme, as a number of DOJ and FBI top leaders seem to have been, or alternatively are castigated if they do what they're constitutionally responsible for doing, which is calling things out when they're going wrong. I guess it goes back to who watches the watchman, Fred Flights.
Well, I think the top layers of every federal agency can have ambitious people or people who are too close to the institution and the establishment, and that's why you have to have strong leaders named by the president to make sure these organizations are governed, are managed honestly and non-politically. And I think that that's the check we have in our system. That's why presidents name heads of these agencies. That's why a careerist doesn't head them forever and ever. We know that's corrupting. That happened with J. Edgar Hoover. So I think that we have to have people at the top of these agencies, whether it's the State Department, the CIA, the Justice Department, to clean house and to insist that these people follow the law and perform their jobs ethically.
Well said, Fred Flights. We have to leave it there, but thank you so much. And thanks to all of you in the audience for joining us on one more Secure Freedom Radio. We will be back again tomorrow. Same time, same place, same channel. Thank you so much for joining us here on Secure Freedom Radio.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.